I like having small hands. I have small hands, and I think my hands are beautiful.
Well, they wouldn't be my first choice. Oh, look, it was a Trump joke. All right, now let's get back to the important thing here. I say all of this about Big Fatty from a point, from a place of concern, not from a place of belittlement, Adam. But after...
Because you would never say anything from a place of belittlement. That is not in your personality.
It is not. Adam, I'm a charitable person. That is not what I would do. This is from his... Oh, shit. I'm going to ding myself on that one. Mine's way over here, though. This comes from his show the day after the hurricane.
You said it again after you dung yourself. Shit.
So he had the hurricane first show, and then he didn't get everything done in that show, and so he had to continue it for the next several days. But this is the second day, I believe, of the hurricane coverage. Adam, this pertains to him cleaning up the yard. Now, at this point in time, the storm had passed him by, and he was out cleaning up his yard. This is what he had to say.
And lots of leaves and lots of acorns from my y'all. You know, they say that if there are a lot of acorns coming off your oak tree, that it's going to be a harsh winter. Y'all, we must be expecting about 10 feet of snow in Charleston this year, because y'all, there are sometimes when the wind starts blowing, y'all, it sounds like it's raining. Sounds like it's raining with the acorns hitting the roof of the villa here.
Now, Adam, you say you don't remember him saying acorn. He said clearly said the word acorn at least six
he
times
did.
In that.
He also said several times. Should I be dinging
no,
him
no,
as
you
well?
No, no, Big Fatty is not playing the game.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He also said several times. Should I be dinging
no,
him
no,
as well?
No, no, you know, Big Fatty is not playing the game.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2870 of the BFO for Wednesday the 30th of 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and read some more entries to the number one fan contest. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, French dippers. Oh, Big Fatty. Wee wee. Big Fatty, you need a TT? Is that what you... No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your French dippers today, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty just had for his lunch. Y'all had a prime rib French dip sandwich with caramelized onions and some, I think it was provolone cheese on it, and... you know, the au jus, dipping sauce, and fried okra, as my side. But y'all, it wasn't cut into pieces. It was the full pieces, French fried. And y'all, it was just lovely. Big Fatty only ate half of it. Well, I'm saving the other half for, tamari. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, did Alex Levine send that to... No, he did not. Y'all, I realized that I had forwarded the happy music to the folks that did the BFO appreciation little shows back in December. Back of B? Ready? Somebody sending you a testimonium. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But so y'all, I went back in there, and y'all, I was able to pull it out. B? Hey, we don't need to hear about you pulling anything out. Anyway, I was able to download the happy music. B? Ready? What is all that, you Big Fatty? Tell us what all that, testimonium is all about. Well, okay, let's get right to it.
Report reports toxic chemicals are stored in tanks. Use caution. 151, this is Rampart. Can you send me some EKG? 10-4, transmitting EKG.
sending your script. Vitals to follow.
Y'all, now it is a little bit after 2 p.m. in the afternoon on two, I say Tuesday. By the way, let me just say that the snow event in Atlanta did not occur, even though they closed the schools and the government and everything. So, you know, that's about par for the course. But, y'all, anyway, I'm recording about 2 p.m. in the afternoon on two, I say Tuesday. And, y'all, the testimonium was from Durwood. And, y'all, it says here, I'm being discharged. Hey, what is he discharging? Well, no, he's being discharged from the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And then Granny is like, oh, thank you for calling. And so anyway, but y'all, they, oh, Lord, Granny, they just don't, y'all, they send so many. They send so many of these things. But anyway, Durwood's out of El Hospitalo, and y'all, hopefully we'll be able to have a cocktail on Saturday night with him. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, they were holding him in because his blood didn't thin enough for that. Big Fatty's because he eats all those fried chicken gizzards, I guess so, or livers. Is it livers or gizzards? I don't know, Big Fatty, but anyway. But y'all, let's see, yesterday, I'll just say this. I've gotten several really kind comments from folks about me sharing the stories of spending time with my mother, and y'all, it's and it means the world to me. And anyway, I'm happy to do this. And y'all, it's something that many of us will have to face sooner than later. And y'all, if Big Fatty nattering about his experience makes it a little bit easier for you, then my work here is done. Yes, Big Fatty, and. Anyway, but I've been inappropriately touched, or touched anyway, by many of the stories, y'all. Y'all, I was sitting at dinner on a Monday evening with my mother, and y'all, they were having a tuna melt. Y'all, it felt like I was that Miss Beaver was nearby. Yes, Big Fatty, the smell of tuna will do it every time. Anyway, y'all, I was looking at the dynamics of the dining room, and y'all, one of the folks that works there, I'll call them the orderlies. That's not exactly the people that assist. They had put this one lady who was in her wheelchair. Y'all, she only spoke Mexican. They put her at a table with that she normally doesn't sit at. And y'all, it is worse than going to the Baptist church on Sunday morning, and a visitor is sitting in Miss Dunaway's place, and you know, Miss Dunaway's seat on the third row from the back at the Baptist church. You know, oh, somebody's in Miss Dunaway's seat. You know, so y'all, this lady came in, and the other lady was in her seat, and y'all, she was just taken aback. She was taken aback, and y'all, it really, they're really just interesting dynamics that take place at the assisted living, and I'm just taking it all in, you know, it is what it is, and you know, they all have their own situations and their own stories and everything. But y'all, after supper, my mother and I watched some news. She fell asleep during it, and then we watched the Wheel of Fortune, and I think she stayed awake for most of that. And then when the Jeopardy came on, y'all, it was like the cloak of darkness came over her, and I may have to put my pajamas on. And so y'all, she got her pajamas on, and y'all got her all in the bed and everything, and cranked up the electric. Y'all, it is so hot. It is so hot in her room. Y'all, I thought I was going to have to be hosed down. Very vulgar. But anyway, I watched the Big Brother. Y'all, it was a live episode on Monday night. Y'all didn't realize that, or I would have alerted you to that. Yes, Big Betty, we need more alerts. That Adam Burns and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, y'all, they were the only two that could be bothered to be over there for the, but first, a little show to recap the latest couple of episodes. So go on over there and take a listen to them. I know I will. Y'all, then, you know, after the Big Brother was over, my mother was cutting Z's. Big Freddy, that French dip sandwich is coming back up on you. Well, it's not as bad as tuna, but it's speaking to me for sure. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, then I came back here to the Hat Cave, and y'all, you know, I'm having to use the over the air antenna to watch the TV machine, and y'all, there are all kinds of different channels that you can get over there, and y'all, one of them here in Hatlanta is called the Buzzer, B-U-Z-Z-R. Yes, Big Freddy, it's kind of like the Grin Doctor. They play the old quiz programs, and y'all, so I watched the Whammy, and I watched what else did I watch? The Cod Sharks and several other things I don't recall. Y'all, they've got the password with that Alan Ludden on there today. And y'all, when I got ready to leave to go see my mother this morning, y'all, they had the the sale of the century. So anyway, that's about all I have to report on my day. And yes, Big Freddy, why don't we get to some of those number one fan entries? I think that's an excellent idea. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, gosh, y'all, let's get back over here to the number one fan entries. Y'all, that Peter G from the Lotso says, greetings, Big Freddy. Powerful people would be upset if I'm not the number one fan. You have a nice little show there. Would be a shame if anything would happen to it. All the best, that Peter G. Well, Peter G., thank you for that veiled or not so veiled threat. Y'all, the Horn Cub. The Horn Cub has sent in an entry. It says, I would like to be the number one fan for 2019 because it would be an honor for the BFOs last year. I'd also actually call in, unlike most of the previous winners, except for the Danburys. Cheers and love, Jay the Horn Cub. Well, Jay, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to have a bribe of promised phone calls and all. Y'all, Francie 57, you know, the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Y'all, she writes in and says, Dear Big Fanny, if selected as your number one fan, I promise to be as irreverent and silly as you are, Big Freddy. With love, Francie. Big Freddy, can they quit sending the testimoniums? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, the mysterious, Crone Haven has sent in an entry. She says, I want to be randomly selected to be the last of the number one fans because, well, not enough words left to explain the reasons. Oh, Big Freddy. No, I cannot believe I've gotten 15 texts and now the phone is ringing. And it's, y'all, it's, oh my God. There's, y'all, I hate texting. Princess Hannah's, the boy genius, her son, sent in his entry. He says, I want to be the number one fan because I'm the longest and longest running child listener, and my mother made me Anna. Big Freddy, at least that's honest for sure. Boy genius, or as you know, he's a man of,
He's a man of the world now, Jordan. Thank you, Jordan. Dan, the GFN general of the Minion army says, just draw my name this time, fat one. And Dan, thank you so much for that. It's always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, by the way, I hate group text. Absolutely hate group text. Big Fatty, we can tell. We can hear it in your voice. And Big Fatty, that's why Granny and Durwood do it, because you hate it. It's probably true. I've gotten five in the last minute. Do you hear it again? I've got two different conversations going on. Yes, we better. Yo, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone sent one in. It says, I will be this year's number one fan because, like a hand on a doorknob after a long vacation, it's happening and there's no stopping it. Big Freddy. Y'all, there you have it. Do you hear it, y'all? Do you hear it? And Granny's doing it, and Durwood are doing it just to piss me off. Aunt has sent in an entry, Big Fatty, y'all, in addition to all this with my mother, my sister-in-law's sister died, so there's all this talk about trying to put together a lunch tomorrow, so that's what half of this is. Aunt says, I would like to submit my entry for the number one fan contest because I would rock the evening gown competition. Big Fatty, you know he would. Aunt's reached up under the kilt before. Big Fatty, the poor thing. Mr. Tim Kumal has sent in an entry. Says, Dear Big Fatty, I'm entering the 2019 number one fan contest because since I'm responsible for the beginning of your little show, I might as well be responsible for the end of it. Big Fatty, tell him to bring a chloroform. Put it down. Tim and Alexa has sent in an entry. It says, Dearest Big Fatty, I want to be the number one fan because, and y'all, then it's written in some sort of Mexican language. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I think that's that Istanbul language or whatever. That he likes to, you know, and y'all, it says, warm hugs, Tim. Thank you so much, Tim. I don't know what the hell you said, but I'm delighted you said it. Miss Patty Bacon has sent in a haiku for her entry. It says, it is my last chance to win the coveted prize, the number one fan. Big Patty. Toodles, Patty. Lovely to hear from you. I hope we get a. Oh, yes, Big Patty. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Love y'all, but I hate the group text. Yes, Big Fatty, we all do. What else was I gonna tell you? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, heading back to the villa. Oh, y'all, I'm having my the villa power wash today by that hot man with the rough hands, and y'all, my cameras are going off every 2 seconds, so I'm having to deal with that too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the now defunct Dubious Intentions and Adam. What happens when Big Fatty gets distracted?
He also said several times. Should I be dinging
no,
him
no,
as
you
well?
No, you know, Big Fatty's not playing the game.
Oh, Big Fatty plays the game every day, 20 minutes a day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.